It's Public Radio WNCW. I'm Paul Foster, your host of the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. Looking for something to do this Memorial Day weekend? Might I suggest an event that involves a book release about one of our most gifted scenic destinations here in Western North Carolina, Chimney Rock, located here in Rutherford County. My guest today is former manager and fourth generation Chimney Rock Park owner Todd Morse, about his book called For the Love of Chimney Rock, Four Generations of Morse Family Stewardship. This event is actually a two-day event. It'll be at Chimney Rock State Park on both this Saturday, May 26th, and Sunday, May the 27th, from noon until 2 p.m. Todd, before we get into some history about Chimney Rock and about this book, give us some background on yourself.
I'd always come here as a child and always enjoyed visiting, but I actually ended up working here as the general manager back in 1986. And originally I'm from St. Louis, grew up there, ended up being involved with Chimney Rock for about 21 years as part of our family business, and love Western North Carolina and live in Lake Lure now. Love it. Really enjoy being a part of this area.
And of course, you mentioned Lake Lure, and that's the good thing. When you go to Chimney Rock, you're at Lake Lure, so you get the best of both those places. Well, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I'd really say that it was my kids. I realized that I was the fourth and final generation of our family that was involved with Chimney Rock over our 105 years of ownership and stewardship. And I realized that once we sold Chimney Rock in 2007, that unless I was willing to take the time to sit down and really write up all of the history of our family's involvement, that it might not happen. And I thought how sad that would be for that all of that wonderful history to be lost. Just felt that it was really an important thing for me to do that for my kids and their kids. Once I got done, I knew that I had a very complete telling of our involvement with Chimney Rock over all those years.
And Todd, I know from something we were talking about off the air just a few minutes ago, you talked about something that was most rewarding for you in putting this together. Share that with our audience.
I think the greatest gift that I got in writing this book, honestly, was that I got to get to know my great-great-uncle, Dr. Morse, and my great-grandfather, Hiram, better than I ever did during my whole time of running Chimney Rock. They were incredible men who gave so much to the development of Chimney Rock, and they loved the property so much that it was just wonderful to get to know more about their stories than I ever knew. And I think we've, in a sense, in some ways, lost the art of storytelling as a way to pass forward family history these days. And so one of the things that was so rewarding for me in this was that I was able to learn so much about my ancestors, capture that in a meaningful way so that I could share that with my kids and future generations, and as well with anybody who's really enjoyed the park over many years.
A privately owned park by your family for over 100 years, as you mentioned, and that is just incredible, before the sale took place in 2007. Tell us about the generation of your family that first took ownership, how this all happened way back then.
I literally know how to write an elevator speech because we had the elevator, of course, at Chimney Rock, and there was a person in it who gave a speech as you went up. But with my great-great-uncle was Dr. Lucius B. Morse, and he had come to the area after he had contracted tuberculosis back in the late 1800s. And he came here to recover from tuberculosis and ended up setting up a clinic in the area for other tuberculosis sufferers. Initially, he moved to Asheville, and he used to like to ride by horseback down to Chimney Rock and what would become Lake Lure. As the story goes, he literally paid the family that owned it, the Freeman family, a quarter, go up by horseback to the base of Chimney Rock, and they had a rough set of stairs at that time that accessed the top of Chimney Rock. And as I've always heard, he immediately fell in love with it and would later get his two brothers, one of whom was my great-grandfather, to become involved a year later.
It's WNCW's Friday Feature for this week. We're speaking with Todd Morse, who has written the book For the Love of Chimney Rock, Four Generations of Morse Family Stewardship. And there's going to be a book release coming up at Chimney Rock State Park this very weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Now, this book, Todd, is filled with quite a list of historic photos of both your family and the park. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I guess it's primarily a history book that has photos that help tell the story. And I'm fortunate that I have, over the years, amassed through our family quite a collection of historic photos of Chimney Rock that I think people will really enjoy if they've been to the park over the years. They'll enjoy perhaps seeing some photos that they haven't seen before that help tell this story.
When we break this book down, Todd, so much of it, of course, has history, but there's also the personal side of it as well. Is it a combination of all of that?
Yeah, as I put on the back cover, I thought a way that describes it well, that it is truly part family history, part business case study, and then part personal perspective, that it really has all kinds of things in it. Because I think our relationship with Chimney Rock was so multifaceted. I think on the one hand, we loved the property and cared for the property and realized what a spectacular place it was. But also, it was a family business. And so with family business comes the normal day-in, day-out operational kinds of business things, but also the relationships that our family had amongst ourselves, so forth, over time. And then, of course, trying to serve guests that come to the park to enjoy it as well. I think it's a cross-section of quite a number of things. So it's not just history, but yeah, it really tells a lot of the story of how our family operated the park, how we felt about the park over four generations.
Again, the book release and event will be at Chimney Rock State Park this very weekend, Saturday and Sunday from noon until 2. Todd, what are you most looking forward to as you get to talk with new faces and maybe some familiar that will return to the park?
I can tell you what I've really enjoyed so far in the limited amount of time that the book's been out, that I've been getting comments from people that have read it. Oftentimes what I'm hearing are people are just enjoying looking at the pictures, reading the captions, and kind of hopping around from story to story, because there are, I think, some fabulous and fun stories over that 105-year history that people will enjoy. I'm particularly enjoying that people are commenting about what it's meant to them, that it's helped them reconnect to their past in some way, or some memories they've had with Chimney Rock that were involved, or different people that were a part of the Chimney Rock business over the years. It's really nice to be able to connect with people who share that same love of Chimney Rock and have so many wonderful memories of it as well.
Todd, if someone wanted to find out more information about you or the book, or if they wanted to purchase a copy, how could they do so?
It is available at Chimney Rock State Park now, so that is one option. Of course, it is available on Amazon.com and available at ChimneyRockPark.com.
Todd Morris, it's been a pleasure. Best of luck with the book, For the Love of Chimney Rock, Four Generations of Morris Family Stewardship. We thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's our Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.